Joining me this morning in for the vacationing Mary Walter is Chris Bedford. He's the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation and the author of the best-selling book, The Art of the Donald. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Vince.
Let's go now to Joe DeGeneva, a legal analyst, former U.S. attorney. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, sir, let me, there's a lot of allegations flying in the direction of, well-earned allegations flying in the direction of Robert Mueller's probe now, as there's increasingly evidence that members of his team are politically compromised, to include that one of his attorneys actually attended Hillary Clinton's election night party in New York City. What are you making of all of this?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to set the parameters of what we're talking about. Robert Mueller is being accused of bias because of the nature of his staff, mostly Democrats, former senior justice or current Justice Department officials, Democrats, large donations to Hillary Clinton. Bias is one thing, but it is now abundantly clear that the Mueller probe and its major constituents have an animus toward the President of the United States. Best case example, Special Agent Strzok, who worked for Mr. Mueller, also for Mr. Comey, also for Mr. McCabe, who was having an affair with an FBI lawyer, Lisa Page. Agent Strzok sent anti-Trump text messages to Lisa Page and she back and forth from him over a number of months. We are now told that Agent Strzok was relieved of duty in July. However, no one was told about that. And it wasn't until a contempt citation was developed against FBI Director Wray that the information came out and was leaked to the Washington Post. We have now reached a point, I have to regret to say, that Mueller has to be removed. And he needs to be removed by the Attorney General or Rod Rosenstein. Mueller's investigation has absolutely no credibility to any fair-minded person at this point. It is inconceivable to me that a man of Mueller's smarts and experience in government could not have seen the palpable unfairness of hiring a multitude of Democrats who gave large sums of money to Hillary Clinton, some of whom were involved in representing people during the Hillary email scandal or were involved in the investigation of it as Justice Department officials. It is utterly appalling that at this late date, Mueller can, with a straight face, pretend that his investigation is fair. And I want to reiterate something. This is not about bias. We're way beyond that. This is animus. There is an animus toward the President of the United States. It is incumbent upon the oversight committees of Congress to conduct legitimate oversight of Mueller. He is not a saint. He is not above the law. He has to respond to congressional subpoenas. And may I say, Congress can remove him from office through impeachment. They're not going to do that. But Mueller is now useless as the face of an investigation because of a clearly established animus toward the President of the United States. And his friendship with Comey should have completely prohibited him from becoming an investigator in this case. I don't know what the people in the Justice Department were thinking. They clearly were not thinking clearly.
Especially because Comey's firing was central to his appointment, especially.
Of course, it was the very reason that Comey said he leaked information to the New York Times so he could be fired by the president and thus be able to call for a special counsel. The genesis of this investigation and its continuing management is an insult to everybody who's ever been in federal law enforcement. This investigation is now, it's not a bad joke. It's an insult to the American people. And I cannot emphasize enough. There is a palpable animus toward the President of the United States by Mueller and his team. This cannot be allowed to continue.
So, Joe, do you think that this is for the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to unrecuse himself and step back in and fire Mueller?
You know, unfortunately, as they like to say in the business, that bell has been rung. There's nothing Jeff Sessions can do about this. This is up to one of two people, Rod Rosenstein or the President of the United States. Now, we are told that under the special regulations that appointed Mueller, he cannot be fired by the president. That's nonsense. The President of the United States is the chief law enforcement officer of the country. He is the head of the executive branch. No damn Justice Department regulation can strip the President of the United States of his Article II powers. The people who say that are just, it's just silly.
Speaking of powers that are we have invested in our elected leaders, Christopher Wray, the current director of the FBI, appointed, nominated, and approved by Trump in the Senate. He went and spoke before the House Judiciary Committee last week, and he was asked about the nature of the FISA applications and specifically whether or not the Trump dossier played a role here. The House Judiciary Committee asking whether or not they can see those applications, those FISA court applications. He said that he doesn't think they can, although Bob Goodlatte pointed out this committee oversees the FISA courts. What's the truth in the middle of all of this, and what do you make of Christopher Wray?
Congress has an absolute right to see the applications. Here's the other thing about this. The President of the United States has the authority to order that the applications be presented to Congress. Christopher Wray, and this is very important for people to realize, since Watergate, there has grown this nonsensical notion that the FBI is so independent that the President of the United States, the chief law enforcement officer, and chief executive under the Constitution, cannot tell the agency, the FBI, what to do and can't even communicate with them. It is nonsense. It was started by Rudy Giuliani, as it was called, a Giuliani role, to insulate the FBI and the Justice Department from so-called White House influence. Well, may I say, the President has every right in the world to tell the FBI what to do. And if they don't like it, they can resign. They can leave. They don't have to obey his orders. So can the Deputy Attorney General. But let's be very clear. The President of the United States has the power today to order the Justice Department to turn over the FISA warrant applications to appropriate congressional committees in camera so that they are protected from disclosure, to protect the national security information in there. For the FBI director to suggest that he cannot turn them over to Congress is outrageous. And I, for one, have never been a big fan of holding people in contempt until you get to the right moment. We're at the right moment. This is nonsense. There is now an ongoing investigation of the President of the United States, which is completely compromised, and we have people who have access to key information that the public has a right to know, saying that not only can't the public see it, but Congress can't see it. That is ludicrous. That is standing the Constitution on its head. It is time for somebody in the White House who knows something about the Constitution to step up and act on the President's behalf. That's why we have a White House counsel. The White House counsel should be on the phone. He should be talking to people. They can't be afraid to talk to the Attorney General. This is ridiculous. This is like grade school notions of what the Constitution is. It's an embarrassment that these people don't realize what the President's authority is.
The Wall Street Journal, by the way, today urging the President of the United States to make that FISA application available. Get a copy of it. We're going to talk to Joe here more in a minute. All right, we're back now with Chris Bedford here filling in for Mary Walter and Joe DeGeneva, a former U.S. attorney and legal analyst, joining us on the line. Joe, I think it was Lindsey Graham over the weekend, called for a special counsel to look into all things 2016, including Hillary Clinton. I imagine you're probably for that at this point.
I'm not a big fan of special counsels, but I don't know what we can do, given the fact that the Attorney General has recused himself from just about everything except a snowstorm, and the Deputy Attorney General appears to be, I don't know. I've known Rod Rosenstein for years. He's an honorable man. Maybe he's trying to protect investigations. I have no idea. But the truth of the matter is, no one who is a fair-minded lawyer and former prosecutor can look at what is going on and be comfortable with it. This is ridiculous. It is very obvious to anybody who watched the Hillary Clinton private email server investigation that every rule in the book that the Justice Department operates by was violated by Comey and Lynch and everybody at the Department of Justice. This was a cover-up of immense proportions. I've said on this show for more than a year that Comey was a dirty cop, and he has proved it, much to my dismay, proved me right every time he opens his mouth. And for there not to be an investigation of how he functioned and how Lynch functioned, it's just mind-boggling. I mean, what Comey has done to the FBI and what Lynch has done to the Department of Justice, all this baloney about, oh, they're career people and they're wonderful, you know what? That used to be the case. But it is very obvious right now that Maine justice has become a resting home for Democrats, and that it has infected their work. And no matter what anybody says, you look at that team surrounding Mueller, all from Maine justice, Andrew Weissman, this Jennifer Ree, who is so bizarre in her in the things that she has done and work she has done, and they want people to have confidence in this investigation. It's an embarrassment. And what's even more embarrassing is it's taken this long for Congress to figure out that something is amiss. For heaven's sakes, this is, you know what, Bob Goodlatte and those people on the House side and Senator Grassley, thank God for Grassley, he's at least doing some stuff. And finally, Goodlatte has held a hearing where Christopher Wray has to answer questions. They didn't even touch the surface. They need to do more of these hearings. And this notion that the FBI director will not turn over the affidavits in support of the FISA applications, I don't know why Chris Wray wants to surround himself with somebody else's scandal. It is very evident that the Obama people, through John Brennan and Ben Rhodes and Susan Rice, used unmasking as a way to spy on an American running for president. And it wasn't Hillary Clinton. They spied on Donald Trump and his people purposely. They corrupted intelligence. They corrupted law enforcement. They lied to the FISA court. And our guys are finally beginning to catch up. There's a lot of work to do, and the American people need to be alert. This is a constitutional crisis, not because of Donald Trump. He's not the problem. The problem is Mueller and the people at the Justice Department who have obstructed justice. I have never seen you think Watergate was bad? I never thought I'd say this about what's happening. I am scared to death.
Yep, hard to keep.
Justice Department. I'm scared to death that it has now become a political machine which will be used against political people with whom they disagree.
Hard to have confidence in the law when you can't have confidence in your Justice Department. Let me ask you really quickly about this police officer in Mesa, Arizona, Philip Mitch Brailsford. He was acquitted last week of second-degree murder and reckless manslaughter after the January 2016 shooting of Daniel Shaver of Texas. Here's what that sounded like based on the police footage that was released this weekend. Was Brailsford correct to shoot Daniel Shaver, do you think?
No, absolutely not. This is another example of police who have not been properly trained. Whatever they want to say, and I'm very pro-law enforcement. I understand what it's like to be called to a scene where there's been an allegation that there's a weapon, a gun present. I understand all of that. But that's why you're trained. The discharge of that weapon five times in a hallway, killing that man, Mr. Shaver, was an abomination. That's what you heard, and what people see on that tape is not good law enforcement. It is bad law enforcement. We used to train officers and help train them about the use of force.
Yes.
This officer was not properly trained. He should not have a weapon. He should not be allowed to go back to the police force. He got God's mercy with the jury. God only knows what they were doing. It's like the jury in San Francisco. You have to wonder what's going on in the mind of American people. That was murder in a hallway, pure and simple.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, thank you. We're out of time. Really appreciate your insight on everything this
week.
Chat with you next.